5 inches of snow.
Is there a difference between a turtle and a terrapin?
I don't know.
Do you call them terrapins?
No.
Or do you call them turtles?
Sure.
Or do you call them terrapins?
No.
Okay. And you have squirrels out here?
Ground squirrels.
Ground squirrels.
And then we have these little red squirrels in town. Never see any out on the ranch.
Are they smaller than the squirrels you see out on the ranch, or are they larger?
Well, these little red squirrels are larger than the ground squirrels.
Are they?
Okay. Yeah.
And they're red colored?
Yes.
Fur is red, reddish color?
Yes.
What color are the ground squirrels?
They're kind of a grayish.
A gray?
Striped. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are there any animals around here that you would hunt? Do any hunting?
Well, it'd be antelope, and they hunt antelope and deer,
mm-hmm.
and coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be the main.
Okay.
But they have a season on antelope and deer. We have a lot of antelope and a lot of deer.
Are there still a good many left?
Yeah.
Antelope and deer? Yeah,
thicker every year.
Okay. So coming back, actually, there's more of them than there used to be.
Right.
Any other animals that you can think of? I'm talking about mammals now, not birds or reptiles. Any other animals that you know of that maybe live around here, or maybe even live up in the mountains or on the desert? Any other animals that you can think of in Colorado?
Well, I say these mountain lions,
mm-hmm.
in the mountains.
But don't have any around here.
They have sighted them. I think they're very scarce.
Mm-hmm.
And they have bear in the mountains.
Okay.
We don't have out here. They like coyotes.
And foxes.
Foxes, deer, and antelope.
Okay. How about insects? What kind of insects do you have here? Let's start with ones that don't sting. But what kind of insects do you have in this area?
That don't sting? Grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers. Okay. How about those things that fly around the light or are attracted to a light?
Millers.
Millers?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there another word for that? What is a miller? I'm not familiar with that word. What is it?
Sometimes, I don't know, they're more like a butterfly on a little, real little.
Okay. Would you call them a moth?
Yeah.
Can I get you to say that?
Moth? Moth.
Okay. Any other kind of insects like that? How about the ones that light up at night?
I haven't seen them.
You know what I'm talking about? Ones that
firefly or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. How about an insect that you might see around? Do you have any swampy areas around here? Areas that are swamp?
Not too many. But
this one you'd see around the swampy area. It's Might kind of a glossy green color and has wings and might fly around the end of your fishing pole. Does that sound familiar?
Yes, but I don't know what they call them.
You ever heard of dragonfly?
Yeah.
Ever heard them call anything else?
Well, we probably didn't know what they were.
Because there's none around here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
you ever hear them called a snake doctor or a snake feeder?
No.
Or a skeeter hawk?
No.
Okay. What kind of stinging insects do you have?
We got those yellow jacket
wasps.
And,
what would the plural of wasp be? What would you call more than one wasp?
I don't know.
Just one wasp or two?
Yeah.
Two
wasps.
Okay. That's what I'd call it.
Yeah. Well, the bees, mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes, okay. Any other kind of biting insects? Is there an insect that might get on you when you go out into the woods and bite you? Ever heard of chiggers?